Report, Democrat donors, anti-Israel groups funding No King's protests. By Lowell Caulfield on October 18, 2025. Protesters supporting the global intifada to destroy the state of Israel are embedded in today's No King's protests, a nationwide demonstration which organizers say evokes power to the people, though an investigation into its funding and planning tells a different story. That's the conclusion of an extensive investigation by Fox News Digital published Saturday. It reveals that the movement is funded and organized by a coordinated network of democratic nonprofits, labor unions, and political action committees, as well as self-declared socialist groups and the most virulent activists against Israel, the report stated. For example, in New York, UAW Labor for Palestine and NYC Labor for Palestine quietly called for the Palestine Labor Solidarity Contingent to meet Saturday morning at Duarte Square in Midtown Manhattan and then flow into the scheduled hashtag No Kings protests against Donald Trump's presidency, according to the online news outlet. They're not alone, according to the report. Anti-Israel groups across the country are putting their messages front and center in the nationwide demonstration. The effort is part of the global intifada's next phase, according to the report. It states that even though Hamas agreed to a ceasefire and a return of hostages, organizers seek to link the Free Palestine movement to domestic protests against fascism and the policies of the Trump administration. According to the Fox report, billionaire donor George Soros is reportedly funding many of the organizations leading the No Kings protests, like Indivisible, whose co-founders, Leah Greenberg and Ezra Levin, received a $3 million two-year grant last year from Soros's Open Society Foundations for Social Welfare Activities. Details about the Palestine contingent weaving into the No Kings protests raises new questions about the way big Democratic donors like Soros are funneling nonprofit dollars into a professional protest industry that is fractious, divisive and partisan, potentially in violation of tax and nonprofit laws. No Kings bills itself is a grassroots expression of concerned Americans taking to the streets with one voice. But the Fox report makes a strong case this is an astroturf movement concocted by highly organized political entities with deep pockets. The report also cited a public database of the protest's organizers, compiled by a journalism initiative called the Pearl Project. It revealed the protest's partners include 265 mostly nonprofit organizations, including some anti-Israel groups using their nonprofit benefits to wage a political war against the sitting president. Nonprofit status has exempted those organizations from paying taxes on nearly all of their combined annual revenue of $2.9 billion, even while they engage in partisan politics, which is a violation of certain nonprofit laws, according to the report. The protest network's official partners also include 24 Democratic political action committees dedicated to electing Democratic politicians, according to Fox. Jenica Pounds, a computer scientist who runs the DataRepublican.com platform which tracks the connections between government grants and charities, told Fox News Digital. They call it No Kings, but what they've built is an empire of tax-exempt organizations doing the Democratic Party's work on the taxpayers' dime. They are using every excuse in the book, from immigration to Israel, to rage bait America. There is nothing charitable about their professional protest enterprise, and they should be investigated for fomenting so much hate in America behind the shield of charity work. The money and the relationships have not gone unnoticed by the Trump administration and Republican lawmakers. As Breitbart News reported in August, President Donald Trump has called for leftist billionaire George Soros and his son, Alex Soros, to be prosecuted under the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations, RICO, Act due to their financial support of violent protesters in the U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican Iowa, according to Fox Digital, has also opened an investigation into the funding of anti-Israel groups, including some of those taking part in the No Kings demonstrations. The Trump administration and the Republican Congress are committed to countering this network of left-wing violence, Senator Ted Cruz, Republican Texas, told Fox News Digital. Contributor Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.